The following is an audio recording of Behaviorism and the War on Drugs, or Why Doctors and Researchers Are Blind to Common Sense, published December 22, 2024, by the drug war philosopher, on abolishthedea.com.
I have written many essays on the connection between materialism and substance prohibition. I have shown how a dogmatic reductive materialism blinds drug researchers to common sense and helps them toe the drug war party line by professing to be in doubt about the efficacy of many drugs that oh so obviously work, not only according to user reports and historical records, but according to psychological common sense, like the once simple notion that drugs that cheer one up do actually cheer one up, even if they fail to do so in a way that materialist scientists can demonstrate on a pie chart. However, I have not yet specified the name of the psychological theory that seems to have green-lighted this dogmatic obtuseness in the first place. That psychological theory is behaviorism. The icy coldness of that psychological doctrine is clear in the following words of its founder, J.B. Watson, as quoted in the 2015 book, Paradox, by Margaret Kuonzo. Concepts such as belief and desire are heritages of a timid savage past akin to concepts referring to magic. What counts is what one can measure, and since anecdotal and historical accounts of life-affirming drug use cannot be quantified, they are to be ignored. You say a drug helps you. What do you know? Doctors are the experts after all, doctors who are dogmatically deaf to your laughter and blind to your smiles while you are under the influence. Behaviorism is the perfect ideology for a curmudgeon, because it lends a veneer of science to their inability to deal with human emotions. The behaviorist is Dr. Spock with an attitude. The doctrine seems to justify all their inability to live large and fully. Indeed, taken to extremes, such curmudgeons would have to forswear music itself, since there is nothing logical and quantifiable about the emotions that it inspires, even in behaviorists. Such feelings are, after all, just heritages of a timid savage past akin to magic. Unfortunately, the attitude of such curmudgeons has knock-on effects because it teaches drug researchers to ignore common sense and to downplay or ignore all positive drug usage reports and historic lessons about positive drug use. The patient needs to just shut up and let the doctors decide what can help them. No need to even discuss one's hopes and dreams with the doc because that is all touchy-feely stuff and anti-scientific. Behaviorism is a doctrine that dovetails nicely with drug war ideology because it empowers the researcher to ignore the obvious, that all drugs that are late have potential uses as antidepressants. That statement can only be denied when one assumes that real proof of efficacy of a psychoactive medicine must be determined by a doctor, and that the patient's only job is to shut up because their hopes and dreams and feelings cannot be accurately displayed and quantified on a graph or a pie chart.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Behaviorism and the War on Drugs, or Why Doctors and Researchers Are Blind to Common Sense, published December 22, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.